So with Patricia, we'll leave this retreat for a few days. A few days that we'll spend together and trying to make you feel what is meditation. And there are quite a few beginners, and we know that sometimes the form is a little bit strange. All those people sitting in silence and moving in silence may look a little bit awkward. And I think that's very normal that one may feel a little bit awkward. The word meditation is a word that has so many meanings. We can be a little bit intimidated by meditation. But in a sense, it is also something very simple. It's the most simple attitude that we may have in life. And many things that we are doing in life are much more difficult than meditation. So we'll try to feel a little bit the simplicity to be every instant with this attitude of meditation. So tonight, as an introduction, I will say a few words about what is meditation in the sense that we mean here in the tradition of Vipassana, so that we may feel the way that we will be practicing together. And it is very important to understand the meaning of meditation. Otherwise, one may engage into a practice, understanding wrongly, and doing much effort in order to understand or to develop a skill in the practice. But if the understanding is wrong, so of course one will develop a wrong attitude in one's meditation. So we'll try to give the meaning and the feeling for what meditation is about. And the difficulty is not because it's complex and that would need a very difficult explanation. But on the contrary, it is so simple and so intimate that sometimes it is difficult to find the words that would help us to understand the attitude. So I would like to start by telling a story that Martin Buber is telling in one of his books, a small book actually, very nice, which is The Way of Man. Tell a story of a rabbi that was Rabbi Salman that was put in a jail in St. Petersburg, and the chief of police go to meet him, and he's a little bit wondering. It seems that this rabbi is quite calm and serene, and so he wonder a little bit about this rabbi. He want to challenge him. So he goes to meet him in the jail, and he asks him a question. He said, how come that God ask Adam, you know, where are you? Meaning, God should know. So he's challenging the rabbi. And the rabbi said that this question actually is always asked to everyone. Where are you? To really know where one is. And he said that most of us are spending our life hiding. Not hiding from the police, like in this case, or hiding from others, but hiding from ourselves. So this question is being asked, where are you? And that the question that we may find in our meditation. So where are you? Or I'm hiding. Or I am completely here. Hiding from myself to myself. So the practice of meditation is something very essential. Before belonging to a spiritual path, it is really something that is deeply meaningful for any human being. Not to live one's life hiding from oneself. So what does it mean, hiding from oneself? How can one do that? So hiding means not to be present, to hide, so to speak, in the past or in the future, in anticipation, not to be really there, to live one's life, but rather to dream one's life. hiding in a dream world, or a world of anticipation, constantly being concerned with planning for the future. But there is one way one uses very much for hiding. It is hiding beyond activity, being always very busy doing something, in such a way that one is busy doing something that one completely forget about oneself. One, in a sense, become a doer, a tool, in order to accomplish something. And when one is concerned by the accomplishment of something, this accomplishment is always something which is not here now. When we try to accomplish something, we have a name. And dealing with that, we are always dealing with the imaginary. Therefore, not living in the present, because we are concerned by what we will be accomplishing. So one way that is very much used in order to hide oneself from oneself is being busy. Sometimes one may say, I am not really present, or I have a hard time to be just with myself because I am so busy, I have so many things to do. Therefore, it is difficult for me just to be present because I have too many things to do. But maybe that's not very honest. Maybe it is the contrary. One is always busy in a way not to meet oneself. So one is keeping running here, there, so that one has not to face oneself. So one may wonder and question that. Why are we so often so busy? In a way that even when there is nothing that need to be done, we can still do something. We always find, there is always something that we can find. Having traveled a lot in India with friends and tourists, it's always interesting to hear the question of the travelers. When they see Indians sitting by a tree, what are they doing? How come they are not doing anything, you know? Or a shopkeeper, he should be doing something, put what is left to the right and what is right to the left, you know, but do something. So the need that we have to keep ourselves busy, much beyond what is necessary, may be a way to hide ourselves from ourselves. Identifying with the doer, therefore one is this or that. Identifying with one's profession. How interesting, huh? When we meet people, you know, what are you doing in life? And some people have even titles, you know, that just tell us which kind of tools they are. Some are less clear tools. But again, is a way that one is hiding. Because one is a human being, full human being, before being this and that with respect to one's job, one's profession. And that's what is the most important. But in order to reveal oneself, to oneself, one need to stop. Stop being always preoccupied by the future. Stop seeing the value of the present moment for what it can accomplish in the future. You know, the value of what's happening now is in respect to where it will lead me. Therefore, it has no value in itself. It has a value only with respect to something in the future which still does not exist. So, submitting ourselves to the power of something that does not exist yet. So, in our meditation, we stop to see the present instant for some other result, but really stopping to discover what's happening when I stop and I just open to the present situation, open to myself. So meditation for us is much about stopping. Doesn't mean that one need to be motionless. One can also practice meditation while walking, as we will explore, while doing some work in the house and in the kitchen. just mean one is not always preoccupied by the future, but just fully present in the activity. It's not an opposition between being motionless or doing something. It's the attitude of being fully there at every instant. But often when we hear that, that may be, seems interesting actually. Why not stopping actually? We have run enough, so let's try it for once. So we sit in meditation and then we discover maybe some tiredness, maybe we discover some pain in the body or agitation or worries or calm, tranquility. We say, yes, I have stopped, and so what? I have stopped, and not much more amazing than being busy, so. Because we don't really stop. Stopping in our meditation is to start to have a deeper understanding, a deeper vision of what's happening right now. We could say at the beginning, we just stop to be preoccupied by the future. And slowly we start to open to the present situation. And we start to discover it deeply. Because we are willing to consider what's happening right now for me or what I'm experiencing right now. So the first aspect may be just stopping and staying still just in a, not in a deep contact with what's happening right now. But as we just stay in this attitude, being present with whatever's happening, suddenly we can discover this deeper way of being with one's life in this instant. And what we discover that may be the most striking is that whatever the experience may be a pleasant experience, but maybe an unpleasant experience, maybe a slight worry, uneasiness, other emotion like sadness or whatever, and we discover if we really stop and deepen in this experience to understanding it more clearly, we discover there is always in this deep understanding a space for freedom and joy, whatever the situation may be. So our tendency is always to escape, especially escaping that which presents itself as being unpleasant. Therefore, running always away, believing that the problem is with the unpleasantness of the present experience. But through the practice of meditation, we may discover that the problem is not because of the unpleasantness of the present experience. It is because of our confused way to relate to that experience. Therefore, whatever it is that we're experiencing in the present, it does not matter. That's not what is at stake in meditation. We believe that our meditation aims at creating some mental state of calmness, joy and tranquility. That may be a motivation, but we are missing the point of meditation, which is to find deeper peace and freedom in any experience, even in difficult experiences, when we really start to be in touch with them and see them very clearly for what they are. So, strangely enough, much of our problem comes from avoiding the difficulties, avoiding meeting ourselves. And in this avoidance is a problem, is our suffering. Because we never give ourselves this possibility to discover it deeply. The term vipassana that is describing our meditation means that. V means to be in a sharp way And pasyana means to see in a sharper way, not stopping at the surface of the experience. And this is certainly something that we meet constantly in our meditation. The tendency to be mistaken with respect to what is important. To believe it is about building some experience rather than about knowing what's happening more clearly without confusion. So one first discovery that we may make, how often we escape. Escaping in imagination, escaping in memories, escaping in mentalization, telling stories about what's happening now, analyzing, judging it. Ways not to be in touch with reality. And that's fine. But when we start to be aware that is a way of escaping, then we may not give more energy to that. Not feeling that is a solution. Not feeling that bring anything rich for us to escape into imagination or memories. So recognizing is one of the first aspects of our meditation. And also it is already in itself something very important and freeing. The aim of our meditation is freedom. Not calmness or tranquility, but freedom in whatever situation. And that comes from facing reality. That's why it is simple. If it was about building something very complex, you can get books of philosophy, 1,000 pages, very complicated. At the first page already you wonder if you need to take an aspirin or something like that. So that's not like that. On the contrary, it is stopping to be complicated, to come to the simplicity of what we experience at every instant. As what we're experiencing every instant is always already given. It's not to be made. So in our meditation, there is no attempt to create something, to reach something, to accomplish something. If somebody were to say, I cannot make it, but there is nothing to be made, so how can you say I cannot make it? It is just to open to the present situation. And in this sense, it is an uncommon attitude. In our life, we have been trained to accomplish something and accomplish sometimes very complex tasks. And suddenly, in our meditation, it's not about that. It's about opening to what is already accomplished, to discover it. And in a sense, to see it in a new way, because we really stop to experience it fully. So our tendency in our meditation is to bring the or attitude, wanting something else, as if the aim of life was always to get something else, completely being conditioned by getting something else, never seeing what we have. And when we start to see what we have, nothing is lacking. So it's not so much in our meditation to develop a technique. Technique is something that is useful to accomplish something complex, but is rather to discover another attitude with respect to what's happening in our life. That is why, in a sense, there is no difference between beginners and advanced practitioners. If it were about developing a complex technique, we could say, so people have gone already through the fourth, fifth, or seventh retreat, they know already seven kind of technique. You know, the beginners have to start from a simple technique. But it's not about that. It is about an attitude which is complete at every instant. Doesn't need to be complex or intelligent to discover how to be open to the present situation. If there is an unfolding in the practice, and there is certainly one, is in the sense one gets more and more simple, not more and more complex. You could say that the beginners, so to speak, I don't want to impose anything on beginners, but the beginners come with a very big toolbox. And as practice goes on, therefore the people start to leave more and more of the toolbox, coming without nothing at the end, just to be experiencing what's happening right now. But now when we say to be in contact and touch with reality, the present experience, that may seem very abstract, what it is. It is exactly to feel what we're experiencing right now. For you right now, some people may be excited, some tired, some worrying. Where did I land? You know? To be present is to be open to that, to be aware of what one is experiencing. Maybe a slight pain in some part of the body, feeling some intense sensations. All the richness of what we're experiencing right now. It would be strange if somebody would say, well, I don't experience anything now. So that's exactly where we start, by just experiencing what's happening right now. And we never go further, because we always stay with what we're experiencing right now. Maybe changing every instant, no doubt. But we are not going to what we'll experience tomorrow. So trying to feel what means the simplicity. And that the way our retreat is organized, in simplicity of sitting and walking meditation, we'll explain tomorrow what is walking meditation, doing some work in the house, simple work, and just alternating sitting and walking. There will be a few other practices in the afternoon, but always in the same sense of simplicity. So we stay silent, not because we like discipline or to look serious or something like that, but just because it's also simplicity. speaking is so powerful, so rich, could exchange so many impressions or experience with other people. No doubt, we know that. But it is very easy to be not present when speaking with another person about other place, other people, other time. So in this sense, staying in silence helps us just to be in touch with what's happening. In the same with eating. When we are eating in silence, we can really taste the food, experience what's happening. So the simplicity is for helping us to be in touch with reality. So no speaking, alternance of sitting and walking. Also no reading. It's no use to read about meditation when one is trying to practice meditation. It would be like going to a restaurant and rather than eating the meal, you know, reading a cookbook, you know. So it's better that we practice as we have this very rich opportunity. So no reading even about meditation. And also forgetting about the phone that are so rich and can help us to be in touch with other people. It can be so disturbing. Yeah, and in the sense of simplicity. With lightness, relaxation, sensitivity, no effort to make specially to accomplish the present, is there for us to discover. So practicing with sensitivity.